Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Henry Lake with you here, in for Paul and Jordana, here on The Good Neighbor. I saw this quote, and it says, Minnesota doesn't have the cider donut culture that, say, Michigan has. But with Minnesota's strong apple culture and love of apples, why not make cider donuts a thing here? Well, I'll tell you this. When I saw this photograph of this, man, this cider donut, I said to myself, I need to make that drive, that 45-minute drive from Minneapolis to Webster, and check out Sweetland Orchard. And joining us now to talk about what they got cooking up in Webster is Gretchen Purbix, who's one of the owners with her husband, Mike. Gretchen, first off, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure, Henry. Happy to be on and talk about apples and donuts, too, of course.
I know. So we'll get to the donuts here in a few minutes, but start with just how you came to be, because it starts with the apples and the cider, and eventually it's led me to this phenomenal picture in this article in the Minneapolis Star Tribune yesterday about the donuts.
Well, we've owned the orchard since 2010, and when we bought the orchard, it had 50 varieties of apples here and a donut fryer, and we continued that tradition. Now we've got 100 varieties and a slightly bigger donut fryer. And I love flavors, apples, the hard cider, the donuts. It's all kind of a part of the fall experience for me. And, so we're open on the weekends and we've been making cider donuts ever since we bought the place back then.
Well, I'm sure that you're going to be a lot busier even now than before after this article in the Minneapolis Star Tribune, because everything looks so awesome. But tell me a little bit about the ciders. Like, how many different ciders do you do?
Let's see. We've got 6 on tap right now, and then we've got 5 different dessert ciders, too. So we've got like a rustic apple, kind of what you'd expect a hard cider to be, just yep. Kind of bubbly, slightly sweet, apple-y. We've got a cherry rhubarb, which is actually our best-selling cider. And then we've got some dry ciders. We've got one called No Fair that we developed last year when there was no fair. And that one has black tea and lemon in it, kind of like an Arnie Palmer cider.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. We're talking to Gretchen Purbix from Sweetland Orchard. Give them a follow or check out their website, actually. Check out the website at sweetlandorchard.com, sweetlandorchard.com. They are located in Webster, Minnesota. Well, help me out with this, because I know that the pandemic has impacted us all, right? From not just, you know, health issues and all that stuff, whatever, but just the economy and businesses having to shut down and all of that. So I know that specifically from some of my friends that are in the brewery business that they've been impacted, and you look at some of the smaller labels. How have you guys been impacted by COVID-19 and what you do out there?
Oh, what an interesting question with an expansive answer. So last year, you know, just like a bunch of the brewery folks, we weren't able to sell to bars and restaurants that were closed. We weren't able to sell to the Ballpark Cafe at the State Fair since that wasn't going on. And so when September rolled around, people were just eager to do anything since everything had been closed for the last however many months. And so folks came down in droves last year. It's a little bit more calm this year since we've had some more outlets for our energy. But folks were just so happy to get out last year and feel like they had a safe activity to do.
Oh, so that's pretty cool. That had to be exciting for you guys because people viewed you as kind of a destination spot. They wanted to get away or get out of the cities, and there was so much that was going on, and you know, specifically in the cities too, that they were able to find their way to you guys.
Right. Yeah. No, it was great. It was a challenge, but it was great to introduce so many people to the orchard and the stuff that we're growing here and making here. The only hitch was that we always used to do these communal tastings. So folks would come into the barn and they'd gather around the apple tasting table and they'd hear about all the apples that we had ripe that week. And then they'd go over to the bar and they'd sample all the ciders that we had on tap that week. So we couldn't do that anymore last year with COVID. So we developed these little like individualized tasting kits so that people could take out a crate with their apple samples and their cider samples and go through a whole set of tasting notes and kind of have their own individualized tasting experience. And people like doing that so much. We're continuing doing that this year. And the thing I really like about it is that it lets people just have their relaxing day in the country, go through all of the samples at their own pace. And then, you know, other folks just come on by and stop in for a pint, pack a picnic, go spend some time out in the orchard.
Yeah. Well, Gretchen, I got to ask you this because I'm just staring and my mouth is salivating as I'm looking at this beautiful photograph of this apple cider donut. It says in the headline from Rick Nelson from the Star Tribune, it says an orchard known for hard ciders is making apple cider donuts a thing in Minnesota. You mentioned 2010, you guys acquired the orchard. At what particular point, though, did you say we need to make the donuts a part of all of what we're doing? Because it sounds like you said that there was a small donut making apparatus there, but did you dive right in at that time and say, well, this is not really something that we want to do, or how did that work?
Oh no, we dove right into it. We started selling so many donuts. I don't know how that happened, but we just started selling a lot of donuts. Yeah, I made some tweaks to the recipe. He was using a mix. I wanted to make it from scratch. He was frying in hydrogenated oil. I really wanted to use lard. So it was definitely a learning process with a lot of tweaks over the years. And Rick Nelson, the restaurant critic from the Star Tribune, he actually wrote about the donuts way back in 2010. And so I think he had them maybe for the first time since then last year and just got in touch again about writing about the donuts and happy to do it. It's, you know, like he also mentioned in the article, cider donuts aren't necessarily a thing in Minnesota. People haven't necessarily had them. They're kind of like a cake donut, but they're delicious. It's just a fall treat. It's rolled in the sugar and the cinnamon. Over in Michigan, man, you've got like bakery cases and bakery cases of cider donuts. Minnesota, not as many people are doing them, but I think it's a delicious addition to what fall has to offer us here.
Well, Gretchen, you cornered the market. Let's just be honest. You cornered the market on the cider donuts. So that's a great thing. We're talking to Gretchen Purbix from Sweetland Orchard here, Henry Lake Inn for Paul and Jordana on the Good Neighbor News Talk 830 WCCO. And it's funny that something that you just mentioned there in your last response is something that caught the eye earlier in the day of producer David Josephson. He said they use lard. Like when he saw that, he was sold. So expect DJ to make his way to Webster with his family very, very soon, Gretchen.
I will. All the WCCO listeners should definitely introduce themselves when they come down this weekend.
All right. And so people can find all the information on your times, where to find you, right there on sweetlandorchard.com, right?
That's right. Yep. Quick.
All right. Well, Gretchen. Yeah. Well, Gretchen, thank you so much for being on the show today. I look forward to at some point coming down there and hanging out with you guys and trying your product. It looks amazing. And I can only imagine if it looks that amazing in photographs in the newspaper, how good it actually tastes.
I don't think you'll be disappointed, Henry.
All right. Thank you so much, Gretchen. Take care.
Thanks. You too. Bye. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.